Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
The Ravens-Bills game feels like it. Your entire reputation is on this game. And does that kind of suck for both of them? Yeah. But this is the Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson reputation game. Because at this point, it looks like Lamar Jackson is going to be a three-time MVP winner. So if he wins, he'll be a three-time MVP winner who can at least get past Josh Allen. No, it doesn't solve all of his problems, but he can play good in a big game. He can advance. If you lose to the Chiefs, it's still that's the one team you can't get past. But if you're Lamar Jackson, you're the MVP winner who can't even ever get past the other good teams. You can't ever get past Burrow. You can't ever get past Josh Allen. It's going to tell your same story. And the same thing goes to Josh Allen. You got zero MVPs. You can't even get past Lamar. You've only been in this case, whoever loses, will only have been in a single AFC championship game. This is a huge legacy game for Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson. And I honestly think the Ravens are the better team. I just won't rule out the Bills winning because of how good I think Josh Allen is in the postseason.
Yeah, I mean, I think with these two opponents, nobody should be surprised with either team winning. I mean, that's how close the Ravens and the Bills are. I told you, I think the Ravens win, but nobody would be stunned if either result happens. I think it is interesting, the legacy stuff, and legacies are made in the postseason, and we know the narratives are what they are. They're narratives for a reason, typically. And for Josh Allen and Lamar, they're both in similar spots. I mean, for Lamar, how he's going to be judged, and I guess Josh Allen, too, is strictly... He's gotten to such a level that he's won all these MVPs and looks like he could win another this year, that the only way people are going to judge him differently is if he gets to a Super Bowl. Maybe wins one, but at least get to a Super Bowl. That's the only thing that people are waiting for now. Like, yeah, play better in the postseason. Sure, winning on Sunday would help that and get him to 500 and have a big win against Josh Allen. It would get him in back-to-back AFC title games as a quarterback, which is not something anybody other than Mahomes has done here recently, yeah, as far as back-to-back AFC title games as a quarterback. And that's huge, but I think Lamar is now strictly judged on, can he get to a Super Bowl? Because other than that...
So you think the regular season doesn't move his needle a ton?
No, I mean, like, I think it applies for both Allen and Lamar. Like, they're both... Everybody recognizes they're some of the best quarterbacks in the league. They've... You know, Josh Allen hasn't won the MVP yet, but he's put together a season where I think he should win it this year. He's not going to, I don't believe, but I think he should. And it's all about getting past Mahomes or whoever that AFC title game matchup is going to be. It looks, and I think it'll end up being Mahomes, so do you. And so that's how we view it. We all know they can do all the stats in the regular season and they can be a number one seed because they've both done that before.
And they can win their divisions and the things we expect. Yeah.
It's about getting this. That's how they've reached that level. Like when we discuss CJ Stroud, it's not like, oh, got to get to a Super Bowl. No, for him, it's get to an AFC title game. That's like the next step for him. Eventually win an MVP. But Allen and Lamar, it's get to a Super Bowl. And it is going to be, I think it was Ross Tucker that told us yesterday, like, it's a devastating loss whoever loses Sunday night.
That I completely agree with that because the Super Bowl part of it is tough because, again, to this point, their two careers combined, which, what, spans 10 years between the two of them? 11 years? But their two careers combined, they've only had a chance to go to the Super Bowl twice. They both lost to Mahomes in that opportunity, but they've only had a chance to do it twice. So neither of them have been regularly getting late into the playoffs. And look, Joe Burrow lands into that too. He's only been to the AFC title game once. Hell, he's only been to the playoffs twice.
He hasn't gone in a couple of years.
And when you start looking at it, you're like, and I get it. Like the numbers are rigged in Mahomes' favor so high that you can't even like, it's hard to fathom what it's supposed to be like for a regular quarterback. Cause I'm telling you that those three guys combined have appeared in an AFC title game a total of three times. And if Mahomes wins this game on Saturday, he will have appeared in it seven consecutive.
Yeah. Sarah Walsh, who just joined us on her report last night on NFL Network. She had the timeline and it just puts what you just said in even deeper perspective, which is that The last time Mahomes was not in an AFC title game, CJ Stroud was an underclassman in high school. That's what she said last night. I was like,
so his whole college career in the couple years he's been in the pros, and he was like a 3-year college player, right? 3-4 year college player.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like he wasn't like.
That's wild.
But that's, I mean, that's what we're starting to face down. And that's what, like, the Texans are obviously facing in this. But, yeah, it is going to be, like, it might be, I don't want to go this far, but, like, it borderline might be franchise resetting for the person who loses on Saturday.
Oh, I don't know about that. I mean,
you're just going to keep doing it. Like, you might need to make a serious change. Like, and by franchise resetting, I mean, like, maybe like neither
coach
Bills.
Neither coach is getting fired. I mean, they already cleared out Stephon Diggs this past year. Like, I don't know about. What do you mean by that?
As in,
I don't
like, think you change a lot of personnel on the football team, not the coach.
The
I understand
Bills just
do
did,
that.
Though. That's what's crazy.
And then you're gonna change offensive coordinators again, or you're gonna change
Ravens
defensive coordinators again.
Just did I don't know,
like,
year,
but it feels like you're right back in the same boat. I think you are resetting in some ways where it's like you're stuck here again. You're not even stuck in neutral to the point that you can't get past Kansas City, because that is, to me, that is a logical place to get stuck. It snowed a foot outside. You're probably gonna get stuck in the snow. Losing to Patrick Mahomes in an AFC title game is to be expected. Like, it makes sense, but like, not even getting to that point, it's going to crush you.
I wonder if a real quote unquote reset would come from Baltimore, where, like Gold said, Buffalo already reset. Plus, if you remember, Joe Brady's getting interviews, so they might have to reset with their OC anyway. So there's another change potentially coming for Josh Allen in terms of who is the guy calling the plays for them. So it'd be interesting to see, because we've talked about before, it's always been the Bills needing to take a look in the mirror of, hey, Stephon Diggs is gone. What do you do about the defense? Head coach, obviously, we already talked about Sean McDermott. What do you need to do to try to get Josh Allen over the hump? It's like they've tried a variety of different ways to this point to try to help Josh Allen get there, and it hasn't quite happened, where the Ravens made the OC change to Todd Monken.
They lost their DC to Seattle.
They did.
Right, so they've gone through a couple of changes as well. It's more, I think, for the Ravens, you'd have to get another wide receiver for Lamar Jackson. Like,
hadn't that been the story for Baltimore for like a decade?
And Buffalo has tried that, but I feel like they're in another round.
And Zay Flowers is hurt right now, but he's a legit wide receiver. He's just banged up, and I haven't seen, he's not, they said, the latest report I saw on that for Sunday, at least, and by the AFC title game, I would think he'd be ready, but is that even if he doesn't practice this week, they're willing to still play. I mean, we talk all the time about Andy. Sure. Typically, if you don't play or practice, you don't play. But in the postseason, it also shifts. But also in Baltimore, they operate a little differently. It sounds like even if Zay Flowers doesn't practice all week, which he hasn't, that he could still play a little bit on Sunday.
Whose window do you think is closer to ending than Cody? Or do you think they're both the same in terms of the window length for Lamar and Josh Allen?
I don't think
Ravens
the window
is closer. I don't think either's ending.
Is there one that, like, if Josh Allen doesn't win this year, does it feel like, if he doesn't win it this year, he might never actually get there.
So one of those two is never going to go to a Super Bowl. I'm convinced of that.
Maybe so, but I disagree with the notion that either team's window is closing. Or you have guys named Mahomes, Josh Allen, Burrow, Lamar Jackson. Your window's never closed. I'm sorry. Maybe when they're 38 years old and they're still not. But when they're all 31 and under, 30 and under, I guess it is right now.
They're
all under 30. Like, there's no window that closes. There's certain years where you feel like this is, like last year we said, hey, this is your best shot to get the Chiefs. They're on the road throughout the playoffs, and they didn't do it. Last year was their best shot, Cody. This year, we're going to talk about it here in a little bit. Like, this year's team might be better prepared.